What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, here we are one more again. Another ticket gets punched. Another soul is collected by the termination train. Ladies, you love to talk about your woman's intuition. However, the one thing that you simply do not seem to be able to intuit, I know that's not even a damn word, but you guys know what I'm saying. The one thing that you simply seem to not be able to figure out is when the man in your life is thoroughly enraged with you. You go through life like, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Oh, nothing's wrong. As long as I'm happy, then everybody's happy. However, the man in this article, yeah. Oh, yeah. You'll understand the motivation as to why he decided to put on the mask. Now, this article was published on the 29th of May. Ocean Township man used a barbell to terminate his wife, then fled. Well, I guess he decided to get the final work out of his life using his wife as a means to work that energy out. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! The township man accused of terminating his wife of almost 40 years, used a barbell in the commission of the crime, and then fled and was later found unconscious at a Garden State Parkway rest stop, according to Monmouth County Prosecutor Raymond S. Santiago. Michael A. Kless, 67, remained in critical condition at a hospital, Santiago said. Now, why did he end up in critical condition? Maybe because of all the exertion he did when he finally put on the mask and terminated his wife. Maybe his heart decided to give out. Who knows? Kless was charged with first-degree termination in connection with the deletion of his 66-year-old wife, Stacy Kless, the prosecutor said. Kless is also charged with fourth-degree unlawful possession of a weapon, that being a barbell, and third-degree possession of a weapon for unlawful purposes, Santiago said. How is it that he's being charged with the barbell being a weapon? Oh, silly me. I forgot. When a man is thoroughly enraged, any and everything can become a lethal weapon in his hands. Police were alerted to the termination at the couple's home on the 100 block of Seward Drive at about 9:30 a.m. on the 27th of March, when two separate people called 911 to report it, according to a news release issued by the prosecutor. Those two people would be their children, because he actually texted both of them and confessed after the deed was done. When officers arrived, they located Stacy, who was obviously deleted, the news release said. An ensuing investigation determined that Michael was responsible for the termination, the prosecutor said. Later that day, Michael was found unconscious in his vehicle at a rest stop off the Garden State Parkway, Santiago said. He remains hospitalized in critical condition, the prosecutor said without revealing further details. Although hospitalized, Kless is technically in the custody of the Monmouth County Jail. Ocean Township Mayor John F. Napolitani, Sr. said that the termination has left the community blindsided. He said the couple had two children and grandchildren. They were married for almost 39 years, according to their marriage announcement in the New York Times. The termination investigation turned the couple's home in Ocean Township's Wayside section into a crime scene, with investigators descending on their brown brick and wooden house on a quiet street where homes typically sell for amounts in the upper six figures. Quote unquote, nobody saw this coming, Napolitani told the Asbury Park Press. There was not a clue this was going to happen. Well. Now, let me go ahead and quickly focus on what the mayor had to say. Nobody saw this coming, i.e., what I always say when it comes to HMT. Nobody knows what's going on behind closed marital doors. There was definitely a lot of turmoil between these two. And of course, if you dig deeper, the motive. This man developed a long-standing hatred for his wife, to the point that he finally said, you know what? I'll just have an affair. Now, of course, if she found out about the affair, what would that eventually lead her to do? My speculation, nothing more, nothing less. I speculate she found out about the affair and decided, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and declare war on you via the state, i.e., I'm going to divorce you. Once again, this is purely my speculation, and that could have been one major reason why he decided to go ahead and put on the mask. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly and truly, what more do I need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in their home. Obvious 10. Method of execution. The barbell of bashing. I'm going to give that a 45. Mind you, this is the first time I've done an HMT with an actual barbell. I've done one with a dumbbell, but this is the first with an actual barbell. Psychological impact. He told his kids, but nobody was there, so I'm going to give that a 40. The brutality factor. Yeah, a barbell, basically a simple metal rod, and he went caveman. So, of course, I'm going to give that a 45 as well. And obviously, since this is the first time I've covered an HMT with a barbell, I have to give a uniqueness score of 20. So Michael, the madman Kless, gets a score of 160. Gentlemen, Let me reiterate. When a man is thoroughly fed up, anything becomes a lethal object in his hands. Funny, though, women still believe that as long as they're happy in the marriage, then everybody's happy. Unfortunately, that definitely comes from the older generations of men, boomers and old Gen Xers. Happy wife, happy life. Yeah. And too many men fell victim to that phrase. Why? Because they want to keep up the outside appearance of a happy, well-to-do family. However, as we all know, there tends to be a lot of turmoil and strife behind those closed marital doors. A lot of husbands are suffering in silence. Nobody cares until that man finally snaps. And when he finally snaps, like the mayor of this town said, oh, nobody saw this coming. However, that man was a ticking time bomb for a long time, and that fuse was lit, and it was a slow burn. But hey, as long as husbands are still forced to suffer in silence, there will be more husbands who end up putting on the mask. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to all you wives out there who still believe as long as you're the one that's happy in the house, then everything is cool, everything is kosher, you better understand this, and you better understand this crystally, and I do mean crystally damn clear. The social power that you think you're, or should I say, the silence of that marriage to the outside is going to continue to make you feel like everything is good, that social power will go out. Feminism and the idea that men are going to just continue to shut up and keep the peace by trying to keep you happy, that's going to go out right along with it. Because once again, ladies, one more again, when a man no longer fears the consequences of his actions, he will act. No more strife, no more wife. Lethal consequences will be enacted. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill. Yeah, fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.